Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Would like to share with you today something that God is calling each one in His church to do. Something so special, and it is to worship Him. But what is worship? Does it stop at the singing? Does it stop when the Sunday services are finished and we go home? What is worship? Is it just an hour? Is it just two? But God calls us to something so much deeper, so much greater and exciting. And it is for our lives to be an act of worship as we surrender our lives to Him to be used. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." The Father calls us today to stop and reflect. Reflect on the countless ways that He's been so merciful. The countless ways that He has brought justice into our lives. How we can enjoy our families. We can enjoy our cars, our homes, our church, and so many things that He's given. Love and freedom to be able to follow Him. Love and freedom to be able to break through sin and darkness. As we reflect on these things today, as we reflect on all God has done, may it stir up true worship. You see, a heart that remembers, a heart that thinks and reflects and sees the many ways, as Paul was urging, the many ways that God has been merciful, it truly stirs up a heart of worship. From that heart, all we can do, all we can ever pray is, "Father, here I am. Let me do the work of your kingdom. Father, you've done so much. You've done so much. Here are my hands. Here's my feet. Here's everything, God. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to now give back and to truly worship you by giving a life surrendered to you." Today, would we reflect on the great mercy and justice God has brought into our lives, and may we pray now and offer ourselves as living sacrifices. Not only that we would enjoy the great things that God has done in our life, but that we would also bring it to others. That today as we're driving, today as we're walking about, even as we're in our homes, that the Spirit of God would have a vessel. He would have a vessel that He would bring worship forward by doing the will and the good works of God. Praise God today that we are called to so much more than we can ever ask or imagine. Praise God today that He is looking for a vessel simply that would be thankful, that would honor Him, and truly bring the worship that He deserves. Bless you guys today. May we walk in the truth of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. May that be a reflection as we reflect on His great justice and mercy in our lives. Amen.